The University of Pennsylvania Hospital in Philadelphia has installed new stained glass windows created by a boy as a bar mitzvah project. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the boy was inspired by a friend who died in its hospice center.
The Penn Hospice Center in Rittenhouse Square opened its new children's room with a small reception. The room is intended for children and teenagers visiting loved ones who are approaching the end of their lives. It features everything from bereavement counseling to an Xbox. It needed an upgrade, says Jerry Tim, the director of volunteer services.
Instead of just a plain wall with some pictures on it, we said, let's pick a theme and make it fun and engaging. We picked a jungle theme.
So there's a rainforest mural splashed across two walls, and on a third is a stained glass window made by David Lerner Wagner. He's 13 years old.
A good friend of ours named Lois Ruth, she was into stained glass, and she told my mom that she had cancer. She came here towards the end.
Ruth was a family friend of David and his parents. He'd known her since he was 6 months old.
She was really pleasant, very optimistic. She was a counselor at Frankfort High School. She played the organ and was a choir director of the Philadelphia district. When she was getting a little older, she decided to do a lot of stained glass work. Her house was filled with music and glass and cats.
After she died, David spent a year making a window out of the leftover material he found in her house. He says Ruth died before he could learn any of her stained glass techniques.
She never really assumed that I'd be that interested because it takes a lot of work and patience. It's not something that like 10 or 11 year olds have a lot of, I think.
This is David's first completed stained glass window. The jungle scene measures 8 feet by 4 feet, so it's an ambitious tribute to his friend and mentor. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.